members of the media are gathered at the Lovelock Correctional Facility and at the parole board in nearby Carson City, Nevada, for today's two-location parole hearing for O.J. Simpson. Simpson, the former football star, first fell from grace in 1994 when he was accused of killing his ex-wife and her friend. He was acquitted in that trial, which was watched around the world. He's currently serving a 9-to-33-year sentence for armed robbery and kidnapping, a botched attempt to get back his memorabilia. He was convicted in 2008. If paroled, he could be released as soon as October 1st. Simpson has been speaking for a while now, the parole hearing going on right now. He's explaining the botched robbery and his bad judgment. Here's a bit of what he's saying.
You know, there's nothing I can do about this kind of media circus that's going on right now, but I could do something about the whole thing in the beginning. If I would have made a better judgment back then, none of this would have happened, and I take full responsibility.
Sean Whaley is the Capitol Bureau reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal in Carson City. Sean, what's been the scene there today?
Well, we've certainly had a lot of media interest, to put it mildly. There's more than 30 news organizations here in Carson City, satellite trucks, all the accoutrements that come along with a big story. O.J. Simpson's big news still for a lot of people around the world. Kind of unusual for little Carson City to have this kind of attention.
Well, remind us of the circumstances of this particular arrest. O.J. Simpson was involved in an armed robbery, but even the judge at the time said he wasn't the one holding the weapons. And he and his friends were trying to steal, he would say, take back his own sports memorabilia?
Yeah, this happened in 2007 in Las Vegas. Mr. Simpson was attending a wedding in Las Vegas. A friend of his said, hey, this gentleman who has some of your memorabilia is in town, let's go over and get it back. So Simpson and some friends go over to the Palace Station Hotel in Las Vegas, meet with these gentlemen, and one of the people with Simpson has a gun. They take the memorabilia back from these two individuals, and as a result of that, he was charged with robbery and kidnapping and other assault charges and so on. And so he was convicted of multiple charges, sent to prison, and he's been at Lovelock since 2009.
Well, look, he got a longer sentence than the one actually holding the gun. Is there a sense still that this was sort of payback for being acquitted in the murder trial of his wife and her friend? He did lose a civil trial, but is there some sense that there's a little payback here?
I think a lot of people believe that to be true. I think if you ask the judge or the other people involved in the crime, they would say no. But public opinion, I believe, is that Mr. Simpson, because he was not convicted of the crimes in California, that there was some level of payback for being convicted of the charges in Nevada. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone would ever admit to that. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's in the mind of the prosecutor in Clark County who charged him and tried him and convicted him. But there's certainly public view that that could be the case.
What about the sense of his chance of parole? That we know that there's a scale that takes a lot of things into consideration, the age of the inmate. It's not completely subjective. People have been looking at that scale. What's the sense that he might be paroled?
Right. There's a number of things they look at. The level of the seriousness of the crime, past criminal history, which he doesn't really have any, his age, his plan for what he's going to do upon release. And so it's not totally subjective. The four members of the parole board that will hear his case today have an assessment of him. But generally, the belief is that he's been a very good inmate in the prison system. He has been a role model. He has been following the rules, not getting into trouble, trying to be somewhat of a, you know, help to other inmates, and that was described in his first parole hearing back in 2013. I haven't heard anything to the contrary since then, although we'll get more details today.
Sean Whaley, Capitol Bureau reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal in Carson City, Nevada. Sean, thank you.
You're welcome.